And that was Toronto-based singer-songwriter Angela Saini with Dear Diary, off her 2012 CD, Cakes and Calluses.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Say love can do anything, but it will never fix me. I still need a doctor and a lot of therapy. No, you are not my lithium, you are not my Prozac. But when you come over, you are my July summer sunshine on my back. And that calm voice soothes me like an ice pack. Don't laugh, no, I really mean that. You change me and you motivate me. In spite of all the pills and the side effects, in spite of the panic attacks, you don't need. You're never gonna cure me, you're not my new religion. But in you I found something good to believe in. Oh, you are not my white knight, you are not my lifeboat. But you are my best friend, just when I thought I was alone. You were beside me, I felt weak at my knees. Fingers woven mine till I was asleep, trust me. I am still a train wreck without a steady paycheck. And I know you hate to watch me struggle, and you hate when I'm in trouble, but you don't need.
Give my hands
to make you see my way.
Radio Tale number 21, Facebook, Fiction, and the Trouble with Fame. Maybe we all want a piece of forever, and to know that we will live beyond our lived experience. Maybe we want to create a piece of us that will impact beyond the immediate moment. Maybe we all just want to be seen, to be known, to be remembered. Facebook is one such invitation to be seen, to ensure longevity, to be acknowledged, envied, and worshipped. For those of us who post photos of our spouse, the new haircut, the size 6 body, loved ones, the scenic destination of us lying on a beach, and finally, the infamous plate of pasta, fabulosa. This very act begs the question, who is that? Where are you? Where do you live? What does your husband do? It creates the environment where people are likely to be acknowledged, admired, envied, seen, and observed. But how much do we really want people to know about us? How close do we want people to get? How much information is too much before they acquire an inside view of our lives? Do we want acquaintances, co-workers, or God forbid, strangers to follow our online profiles? And what sort of online profile have we created? And is the profile a persona that is true to life? On the flip side, what do we hope for when we friend people? How might it serve us? I suspect we are all searching for connection, and of course, it is nice to see what old friends are up to. And let's not lie, we're also curious about old boyfriends. Yet sadly, some of us hold up a yardstick to the lives of others in comparison to our own. Why else would creeping be so popular? But what if you aren't in a position to pose life extraordinaire? Will a can of Alfaghetti do? Will a hometown beach suffice? Will a random Porsche on the street convince? What about Prince Charming in a box? Whatever we live, however we pose, who'll know the difference? Why has Facebook become important to so many? Why do so many aim to grow their status? Is it to appear famous? Celebrities do this to grow their star status. In a sense, non-celebrities are also growing their star status, increasing the number of friends. I often get friended by strangers. At first, I thought it was a mistake, then realized they either viewed me on another friends page or are friending strangers to increase their number of friends. What do we gain from doing this? What is the incentive, if not the fame? To say I was here? To be seen? The trouble with fame is that sooner or later, people look at you differently. The public, strangers, acquaintances, even family and friends. Their perspective causes them to wait for you to do something spectacular. The trouble with social media is that you're always being watched, which forces Facebook users to always be on. As a result, this pressures many to be conscious about what they say and do online. It's as though they are on display.
If you were the Mona Lisa, you'd be hanging in the Louvre. Everyone would come to see you.
Because fame denies those on display to be anonymous, they are often left feeling that they must protect their privacy and their image. Take celebrities, for example. Take Madonna. Last summer, while I was in New York City, I took a city bus to the Upper East Side and strolled past Madonna's home, a brownstone which is half a block long. Her property is surrounded by other brownstone walk-ups and many quaint storefronts, boutiques, and cafes that give the neighborhood a nice ambiance. But when you notice that Madonna's home is barricaded by a bulletproof metal gate, you quickly realize that the only thing missing is the changing of the guards. While Madonna is steps away from Lexington Avenue and a 15-minute walk from the Met, she is still somewhat confined, although she is neither the Queen nor the Mona Lisa at the Louvre. She is nonetheless a celebrity, encased like a shrine. Unlike a person's home, body, or presence, social media is a distant construct. Where it has its effect is in its illusion of boundaries and privacy. By viewing this platform as being social, people often become too comfortable in their circle of Facebook friends, which causes them to overshare. While some users want a space where they can flaunt their lives and sell their brand, there are others who don't engage for this purpose, but engage nonetheless. In failing to see themselves as being on display, this lack of awareness makes them more vulnerable. As such, it seems there are 5 key groups of Facebook users with an active profile who regularly share their lives online, randomly share their lives online, flaunt their lives, or aim to sell their business or their brand. And then there are those who don't share online but are curious about others. Then again, some people are probably online in hopes that they will meet someone online. Maybe they are just looking to meet a nice guy or a nice girl, or perhaps they are stalkers, creepers, or voyeurs. Regardless of who our friends are, we should take stock on what we post. After all, online data never goes away, and you never know who's watching, creeping, or keeping track. Research has also shown that the Facebook forum has sparked depression among many a friend. It is presumed that this phenomenon has arisen as a result of users viewing and comparing their lives with the lives of others. The irony here is that you will likely never know which friends are depressed because, like you, they also are posting beautiful photos and fabulous stories of their lives. So now, let me ask you, is this real or is this Memorex? Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. This has been Annie Roach with an eclectic mix of music.
Stay tuned to Girls So Groovy, coming up next.
And now I leave you with one final tune. From the 1971 CD, Blue, here we go with Joni Mitchell and A Case of You. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. On it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touched my anchor, part of you pours out of me.
Wanna be? Tune in to The Arts Edge with Annie Roach, Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m. and hear stories of artists and educators, writers, painters, actors, people from all walks of life. Hear how people are making their lives happen. You can find us at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. We're at TELUS HD channel 7014, or you can find us on the internet at www.cjsf.ca. Tune in to The Arts Edge and be inspired.
Pacific Cinematheque, a nonprofit film society and center. They show over 500 films annually, featuring new talents, international, experimental shorts, classic, and contemporary. The organization also has a film library, film archives, and an educational program department. Come and feel the essential cinema experience. The cinema is located at 1131 Howe Street near Davie. Visit their website at cinematech.ca for upcoming films and more information.
Hi there, this is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.